Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode. Yes, indeed, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity. Yes, for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And I welcome you indeed to this show. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that for his cause and his purpose, I have for him, his cause, some very important, yes, indeed, some very important things for him that I must do, commanded to do. He told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection. Yes, his protection, his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, from everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could, to utterly destroy the human conscience. The Most High has promised. Yes, in spite of it all, the Most High yet has promised. Even if the whole world be a liar, deceived, unaware. Yah, will in all things that he has said yet be true. I count it a blessing, my brothers and sisters, I do, that the Most High, his concept of conscience, beauty, righteousness, justice, will not be deterred, I repeat, will not in any way be deterred by the indulgence of man. Always, my brothers and sisters, has the Most High in so many ways spoken, but they are very precious truths. I said very precious truths, but only for the most humblest and diligent souls. There are truths contained in the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that it was said in advance, that we were foretold in advance, that we must know. The rulers would not speak, but if we hear and discern these things, it is only because of the blessed grace and favor of the Most High. And scripture has told us well that if we are diligent, my brothers and sisters, desires to keep, preserve, and maintain the integrity of his command, only then, my brothers and sisters, only then, for so many of these things, we be able to mature unto that in all things we might grow, even unto what indeed for the Most High is to be revered absolutely as a covenant. Thankful to my brothers and sisters, yes indeed, the Most High has been revealing some beautiful, awesome things for those who are willing to hear it. I said for those who are willing to hear it. The Most High has told me directly that the words I'm speaking to you are indeed very precious, but they're only for the most humble soul. Scriptures talk about how the leaders, how your leaders, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 56, talk about how your leaders have been far less than fair and just shepherds. By the lies, my brothers and sisters, they've left you to be victimized by, seeking to teach according to not the fullness of divine righteousness, but my brothers and sisters, what they see as opportunistic according to their own agendas. There's a lot of pastors out there who are right in so many ways expressed to me directly that if you don't know the truth, and there's a niche out there to which they might speak a lie and the people buy it, they're willing to sell it. Some have even told me that with regard to many things that I speak on this show, they've told me that if you get people to understand that, then they will come and help. But meantime, they can continue to do what they must do because that's their profession. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that by no means will the Most High trust such as these to be called faithful servants. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures declare, if we truly understand them, I said if we truly understand them, yes, believe me, the translators of the book we call the Bible many times have written things in such a way that those who can actually believe that the various sovereignties of this world have superseded the authority of the sovereign authority of the Most High, they've written things in such a way, my brothers and sisters, that that men can be deceived to believe such a thing. The scriptures are written in such a way that many can fall to accept this illusion, this lie. There are those who forget the sovereign will of the Most High is eternal. His word does not change. I said the sovereignty then of his word, the surety of his word does not change. Hebrews 4th chapter even tells us and goes as far as to say that we should understand the plan, the works of the Most High. It's from the very foundation of the world. It does not change. Most High has told us in the book of Malachi that he does not change. It's man that does not turn from his iniquities. Scriptures tell us in the book of Malachi, the Messiah appears, he for whom you are waiting. He comes because he's going to humiliate all your leaders who are partial in the teaching of his law. He's going to destroy out of the temple those who would compel men against the knowledge of his covenant. He's going to destroy out of the temple those, my brothers and sisters, who teach the ways of foreign gods, the misrule of men. Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, he's going to utterly reprove and purify his people from all the misrule of all the leaders, my brothers and sisters, who have misled them, that he might restore indeed what is righteousness as declared of old, as in former years. We must understand what this means. There's no hope, my brothers and sisters, of man ever coming to this dimension of righteousness. I said there's no hope of man coming to that dimension of righteousness of which I speak, lest first the corrupt, fallen, misadministrations and faulty foundations the men have trusted are no more. There can be no absolute sense of justice on this earth till all injustice is exposed. It's treacherous and fallen away. And that was the Most High, that was the Most High said was promised in his mind always to endure until all of it shall come to pass. You know, I think about some scriptures as those that, Matthias, I will talk about that first. Matthias, Matthew, they call it, 18 through 20. Messiah said, go forth. Why? He said, all power and authority, jurisdiction, rule, even all the precepts of the Holy Kingdom. Precepts, my brothers and sisters, over which this whole world shall be ruled. The precepts for which this world was made, the knowledge of these, this absolute rule, beyond all the misrule of man. If you will, discretion beyond all the misruling precepts of man. That knowledge, knowledge of the gospel, it is not constrained after any of your churches, none of your denominations, none of your rulers, political, social, national, or religious. The gospel is the word as it came forth from the Most High to declare to mankind the only way of justice and peace. He said, all this authority, the knowledge of this authority, and jurisdiction to teach and declare this authority, even this rule, had been given unto him. He said, go ye forth, therefore, and teach. Convert all the nations. Wow. Convert them. Change their hearts. Change the way they perceive things. Show them the vision of the Most High. The surety of the will of one beyond all the misconceits, the faulty expectations, false promises of all the rulers. Go forth and teach all the nations. Convert the nations. How about awaken them beyond all the mis-expectations, the false vision, the divisions, corrupt agendas of all the rulers of all the nations. Awaken them to discern beyond all this. Because all the nations of the earth declaring their own primacy, forgotten that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. Any expectation men have for this world against his will, my brothers and sisters, is folly. It's even damnation. Again, let me repeat. While men trust in the misadministrations of men, the false expectations of men, or simply don't know what the Most High from the beginning declared as an expectation eternal, men are far outside the course of nature, far outside the course of that which Most High declared is under life. So it said, go forth and teach all the nations. Convert all the nations. Well, why? Think about it. Book of Jacob, the apostle related all the nations as provocations. He related all the nations as temptations against Yah. And he said, even though you be scattered among these all, that would provoke men to compromise the will of Yah, that would provoke the Most High in their compromise to bring forth his wrath. He said, you must realize, in spite of all this, that your faith, your perseverance, your steadfastness in the Most High under his authority will still bring forth a perfect work acceptable unto him. He said, if you seek anything less than that pure, perfect knowledge of his will beyond all mockery, i.e. misrepresentation, if you seek anything less, you're kind of still double-minded. You're kind of still not discerning the difference between divine will and the misruling deceits of man. This means that you still have not proven yourself in all things true unto Yah, because you still believe the misconceits, the lies, and the false expectations taught by men. You haven't believed in his promise that you might attain to the gift of Yah, granted for those who believe him. There are those, as I said before so many times in the show, that believe the grace, the gift, the mercy of the Most High is that men somehow have felt themselves not accountable unto Yah to discern the pure, perfect nature of his will. And those who have been duped to believe such a thing have never had a covenant with Yah at all. In fact, they've never known him. They've never known what all the law and the prophets have to say concerning the coming of Messiah. In fact, continuing Matthew, you can go on and examine it and consider it this way. Most High told me to know what's said, not know why it's said, and that's the point. He said you must baptize. Purge the nation. How about with the knowledge of the truth? How about with discretion that they discern the wickedness, the lawlessness, the blindness, the treachery against divine rule, and, even against life itself that's among the nations? Baptize, purge them of every lie. And he said, teach them. Let me go back a little bit. Baptize them, he said, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What does this mean to those who thought after the ways of those as it was common 2,000 years ago in ancient Israel? They baptize them in the name. Does that mean just put the name that men think Most High goes by upon their own imaginations? Why would he say the nations need to be converted? Why did he say, my brothers and sisters, the nations need to be baptized, washed, purged of all misconceit? Let me tell you something. Baptism was an open public initiation rite, openly declaring that the doctrines, ideals, and standards that men had once had allegiance to were utterly deceitful, treacherous lies against the sovereignty of Yah. Baptism, let me tell you something. If you don't realize that you need to awaken beyond what formerly has seemed wise to you, which you call baptism. But that point is void. You missed the entire point. We are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's clarify this. We said baptized in his name. How about it meant, since the Most High only confirms and seals all his testimony, and he seals and confirms it is viable with his very name, like you sign a contract. We should understand then, my brothers and sisters, when he said baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, he meant purge them of all misconceit, every misallegiance. Turn them toward the pure, perfect will of Yah that offers only one choice according to the fullness. How about this, my brothers and sisters? Of all that is contained in the law and the prophets, all that is declared by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. He said, teach them, didn't he, to do everything that he has commanded. Baptize them in the name, according to the full honor and the integrity of what makes the Father and the Son one, by one pure, perfect, and holy testimony. Teach them to do everything that he has commanded. He didn't say pieces and parts according to the indiscriminate constraints of the various rulers. To do so would be no covenant at all. To do so would be no agreement with the one most high at all. To do so, my brothers and sisters, to just simply not seek the fullness of the light of truth is to compel many to want to call themselves satisfactory and worthy of the holy name after a multitude of partial ideologies that are not the whole contract. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. You don't take what the scriptures, what Galatians said it. Even if it be only a man's covenant or contract, no man, once that covenant is confirmed, i.e. sealed, i.e. The signatures have gone upon it. And in this case, the name of the Most High has gone upon it. No man has a right to change, add, or take away anything from it. Messiah said in the book of Revelation, and you really need to understand this, the last book of the proverbial, they call Latter Testimony, the last verses of the book of Malachi, the last prophet before Messiah ultimately appeared, or Yohanan appeared to herald the birth of Messiah, was sealed, both of these, my brothers and sisters, with the assurance that one called in Malachi, the Son of Righteousness who arises, will come that men will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between the righteous and those who seek less than the fullness of divine will. The word for wicked means lawless rather than the lawful. Those who seek less than what is divine will, perfect divine will, and those who seek all that is divine will. Do you really believe the Most High said, what, 45,000 rats and moths to eat away at his covenant? That men should discern what he intended from the beginning after all these corruptions? Absolutely not. He says in Malachi, you will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Yah is true to all his word, my brothers and sisters. Anything less is something or someone else. He says that the day will come that those who prefer less than the fullness of divine will, the truth of his name, And his name also means he is all that he is. The ashes under the soles of the righteous, those who seek all his will, and the day that he should do this. Do you really believe, my brother and sister, the Most High is going to set up a kingdom? Everybody sits back and interprets his will, the will of Yah, however they will, according to however they feel at any given moment. If you believe that, my brothers and sisters, you never knew the Most High at all. But there are those who have been tricked into such insanity. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that in itself is a weeding out process. Long story short, anyone who knows the Most High and respects him knows far better than this. They understand that the grace of the Most High, that he reveals what he shall do beyond all the indiscriminate misconceits taught by men. He reveals to mankind beyond the flaw of every fallen standard of man. That's his grace. He reveals his law upon the minds and hearts himself, that you be redeemed, converted, become his people. That's the covenant restored. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you then. Many have been baptized. They said, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, or in the name of Messiah. I can only tell you, Messiah said he didn't come to weaken, weary, or destroy in any way the law and the prophets. It means that if you did not know the fullness of all that the Most High has declared, signed, confirmed, according to all his word, your baptism was never conversion beyond the misconceits of man. Do I need to repeat that? If you were baptized, they told you, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, according to what has merely been the constraints and misconjectures of man, the false rule of all the various rulers of this world, you were never baptized to be born again. You're still filthy after the misconceits of the treacherous, misadministrative deceptions of the various social, political, pseudo-religious miscreant standards that the scriptures actually call the marks of the beasts. The standards of all the nations that refuse to reason, to see truthfully what is the pure and perfect will of Yah. If they baptized you, my brothers and sisters, and somehow you felt that there was no need to seek all the divine will, that you profaned, blasphemed, defiled, disrespected, never yet discerned, even begun to discern, the name of the One Most High. One scripture says, I will save him because he has known my name. His name, in that respect, my brothers and sisters, says he will save and deliver those who have known, respected all that is his word. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, they've taught all that is the word of the Most High in all these various institutions? Is that what you really believe? I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, if they didn't tell you what from Genesis to Revelation is the mystery of the gospel, the promise of the Most High with regard to what he has declared to his saints, from Genesis to Revelation, if they didn't help you to understand that the expectation of all the prophets that is declared by all the prophets is the truth, that there will be no peace on earth with Yah. Did you hear me? And no peace for any human soul until man. I pray you'll understand it, my brothers and sisters. Have the expectation that all false rule over this earth must perish. That the righteousness of Yah himself, as he has already foretold would be revealed through his Messiah, shall be. If you have had any other expectation under the preservation of any man's life, any lesser standard, then the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is this. You have never heard the gospel. Allow me to explain. From Genesis to Revelation, think about it. When the Most High even called, he wasn't even created man. Let's look at it from there. He created man, he gave him dominion, but the dominion he gave him was not under havoc. He was already told if he turned away from the Most High or went against his command, he would begin to die. How about he become spiritually weakened, my brothers and sisters? If he began to entertain the ideas of another, become spiritually indiscriminate, incapable of bringing forth a pure and perfect thought, acceptable unto the Most High. And frankly, my brothers and sisters, a mind governed after the will of Yah is the only ultimate offering. A mind fully governed after the will of Yah to bring forth his will in the earth, to preserve his will in the earth, to emanate his thoughts in the earth, is the purpose of man. It's the only thing that man can give forth to the Most High that is praiseworthy. So quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, even in the garden, when the scriptures talk about, if you really understand it, the concept of one who would crush the head of the snake, and all double-minded confusion. Oh, think about this and compare it to the book of Yaakov. Send the double-minded man, stable in all his ways. In other words, the Most High can't build a kingdom, won't build a kingdom upon the instability of any man. It talks about the one who will crush the head of the snake, bring an end to all the confusion. That in itself, my brothers and sisters, is the promise in the garden that one day every lying voice would be silenced, that only the truth remained, that there might be peace. That concept of one that in the East is to this day called the Ophiuchus. Some have used titles like Shiloh, the Kurdi, Danka, the Branch, Shashin Shah. A lot of titles that not everyone in the West even knows. Those titles always related to one who declares an absolute sense of righteousness in the earth that would expose every other sense of misrepresentation, false ideology that exists in this earth. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, for those who have a heart to understand this, knowing that anyone who has partakership in any so-called sovereignty that would preserve a lie is guilty under hellfire, has no protection from the wrath of the Most High and the day of his wrath. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not understand this, has never heard the gospel. The Most High has promised that one day in Isaiah 52, it speaks of it, men shall hear his voice and know that it is he, and it is he who shall reign. Meaning that men will discern the difference between his voice, his truth, the fullness of his doctrine, versus every other miscreant standard. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, from one end of the book to the other, Genesis to Revelation, Book of Numbers. For those of you who are willing to look at it, my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Everything that is there concerning the coming of Messiah that it relates, he will expose all the false rule of this earth and destroy whoever will preserve any manner of unrighteousness. And it says, way back from the book of Numbers, that he would appear from a city. How many understand how many prophecies beyond just the book of Numbers keep repeating this idea? Isaiah 15 through 16 talks about all of Moab, about the city of Moab. Those same prophecies that in Isaiah 15, 16 are in Jeremiah 48 and 49, really continuing all the way out to the 51st chapter. And all of them, my brothers and sisters, talk about a city. Isaiah 19 talks about a city of destruction. Why does it talk about a city being destroyed? Because the scriptures say that from that city, which has in it a mirror example of all the various niches, various doctrines and beliefs of all the world, all of them are at that city, been drawn to that city. Wow. Scriptures talk about them all being proven before the Most High, vanity, worthless in their agenda, in their ideals, to show a whole world by his rebuke from that city that the Most High is pleased with none of these varying standards of men, political, social, national, religious. Says he's going to expose all the rulers. It says he shall renew the strength of his people by exposing all the unrighteousness of all your rulers. Isaiah 40 through 41st chapter, 40, 27 through 41, 4 speaks of it. It says he renewed the strength of his people because the scripture says, obviously the various rulership of man is not enough to bring the people to the will of one. See, therefore, they who wait for him, wait for the Most High, who he sends in his name, the righteous one he calls like the rising sun to come suddenly to expose all unrighteousness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to prove so much of what men call wisdom, light to be only darkness, controlling bodies of knowledge that would never tell you the truth. That's the nature of a liar. It says he will renew the strength of his people unto himself, closing them all. That same thing, my brothers and sisters, written also in Malachi, where scripture says, the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you should be waiting, some texts say. It says he has to expose all the rulers, like I said, who have been partial in the law. Haven't taught you everything you need to know. Haven't purged you of all the false concepts of deity that have been taught among the nations. Hey, taught you to be treacherous against the pure, perfect will that is his covenant. He said he would expose them all as unrighteous. You read on down a little bit further, it says he hates whatever would cause divisions and schisms then among his people, because he wants one holy seed, one people holy unto him. And he warned anyone who would seek to hide his treacherous schemes under self-exaltation, many seeking more so to exalt their pulpits and thrones in his authority. See, anyone who seeks to hide his iniquity in his robe, that one has nothing of even a residue of the inspiration and reverence that comes by his spirit. Because by no means should anyone seek to weaken, weary, denigrate, destroy the sense of respect that is due the word of the Most High with any other word, voice, message, idea. So you wearied him with your words. How about you have sought to toss aside divine authority teaching another agenda, another form of doctrine, as if to say that everyone who walks after his own deviant, evil, foundless, unwarranted, in conjunct, deviant way, you say, because you call upon the name of the Most High, somehow good in his sight and he delights in such, as if to say you call upon his name, not having heard from him what honors him, and you are still enter into the kingdom and the city of peace that is Jerusalem, Jerusalem to come, where the King of righteousness sit upon the throne. Oh, I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, we live in a society today that men have said they've been baptized in the name of the Most High and not cared at all to examine all that he has declared in the law and the prophets as eternal expectation of his people. He says he's going to strengthen his people again when he casts aside all those who have distracted, misruled, mistaught his people. That concept is from Genesis to Revelation, my brothers and sisters. Revelation even says here, the patience and faith of the saints, all who have taken men into captivity with a false word should perish when the true word appears. Talks about the gospel is to those who overcome all the standards of the nation. The word for nation there is goyim. He also has the word for beast, those who refuse to reason. He says, here's the patience and faith of the saints. They will keep the commandments of Yah. But after the faith of Yeshua, get the point. Yeshua comes exposing all the unrighteousness of every ruler on this world, in this world. Every miscreant standard of those who, hey, some people know the rulers are not telling the whole truth, but in their pursuit, have they still come to acknowledge all the Most High has intended? He says he's come to reprove every unrighteous doctrine, ultimately that Jerusalem, the king, where the kingdom of Yah will be established, should be established on a pure, perfect, and strong foundation. He will declare the nature of truth after which an eternal kingdom shall be established. He shall be him unto whom all nations shall be gathered. He shall be the one, my brothers and sisters, unto whom the nations all shall seek. He is the one, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has appointed as the shepherd. And crazily and sanely enough, across this world, many have said they believed in the Messiah and never knew who the scriptures said that he is. We use such titles to occur to Eve, the wooden offspring of David and the bright morning star. Would they understand who it's talking about? Would you understand why the scripture said that he must gather his people from the midst of all nations? It means that all the nations are a liar. Yes, brothers and sisters, that's what it means. It means all the nations have taught you misconceits with which the Most High can never be pleased. Hey, Isaiah 19 talks about a city of confusion, a city of destruction that must be destroyed, from which the Savior shall arrive to show men beyond all the misconceits of their oppressors, that finally there might be world peace. Isaiah 24th chapter, 10 to 16 verse talks about the destruction of that city. For the Most High does not by any means delight in confusion that men have worshipped after the ideals of others than he. He says in Revelation, if you, like I said about that confirming seal, again, it confirms the whole book when it says if you seek to add or take away from anything that is there, you add damnation and all the curses that are in the book to your soul. It's the same thing as saying there, my brother and sister, he reward his man as his work shall be. Blessed are they who keep his commandments, guard all his words. He said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one who comes, according to Isaiah 11, to expose every unrighteous, wicked doctrine and misruling entity, even every false government that's in this earth. He will come to expose the Babylon, my brothers and sisters, that is the confusion, the debate, doubt, that's a result of every manner of misrepresentation, after every manner of partial, polluted, misadministrative testimony that has plagued the minds and hearts of men under whatever institutionality of man has compelled men not to seek the full authority of all that is divine law. Acts 3:18-23 tells us well the Messiah will come for the restitution of all things. Ooh. That means the remembrance of all things, and also, my brothers and sisters, to set everything in order. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, to render, get my point. Blessing are those who sought to keep and sought to discern, knew that they had to, if he said, love me, if you love me, you keep my commandments. That means you seek all my will. You seek anything less. Indiligent, negligent in any way. You establish a false standard. He says Messiah comes to bring about the restitution, restoration. How about the remembrance of all things according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began? And whoever will not hearken to that cumulative testimony, reckoning according to all the testimony, binding all the testimony, sealing all the laws, says in Isaiah 8:16-20, says there's no light in them. They are still the children of darkness. How can they be the children of light still denying any part of the law and the prophets? Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. If you rightly understand anything the Most High has said, if you really understand it, it implies all else that he has said. Everything he says reinforces his every other word. If it's discerned truly, if you truly discern his mind and heart, the implications are all there. He said he is the great I am that I am eternally. He does not change. How is it that men can believe that anything the Most High has said then is a denial of anything that he formerly has spoken? We were warned, my brothers and sisters, not to fall for such treachery. How many have heard and understood it? He says the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, Revelation 22:16. It's a message that's supposed to go forth to all the churches. What? Why to all the churches? The churches were to expected there to be wrath upon every lie. The churches expected the end of every lie. That those who would remain, according to Zephaniah 3:13, must speak no lies, do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue found in any mouth. Just like Revelation 14 says, no guile in their mouth. They follow the Lamb, the righteous one, wherever he leads. They knew that's the only chance they had in the judgment to survive. What scripture say? Every foolish or idle word a man speaks to give account of in the judgment. That means the judgment will destroy every lie. They knew then, my brothers and sisters, they must come to the knowledge of the truth beyond every deceiver, beyond anyone who would teach a partial standard that would prevent them from discerning the greater truth. Isaiah 24:10-16. Isaiah 25:1-3-10 talk again about this city wherein the Most High said he would send Messiah to expose all unrighteousness. That men discern again beyond every illusion that is the misconceived of every rulership upon this earth. That unto him, my brothers and sisters, because he is the one who reveals this rule that overcomes all the lies of this world, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Because they understand that his word is supreme beyond all the rules of the earth. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the one who overcomes all the lies and shows other men how to. Scripture says, he will come saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. I have not turned back to the rebellious way. That I might know to declare a word to the weary. What does it mean to declare a word to the weary? It means he declares a word that strengthens his people to discern beyond all the misconceits of all their rulers. All your rulers teaching different standards, they are all obstacles against your discerning the righteousness of Yah. Whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, they denied any part of the law of the prophets. I'm going to show you in a minute why the scripture says they're guilty of hellfire. Anyone who is not concerned with discerning the fullness of the truth, when he says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie, and bringing all things to remembrance, whoever is not concerned for the full remembrance of all the Most High declared, is treacherous, my brothers and sisters, after the misconceits of those who, from the very beginning, like the trick was in the garden, compelled men to believe that the authority of the Most High, the word of the Most High, somehow could be disrespected, and people still believe they have life? Huge trick, my brothers and sisters. Most High, one time, I remember asking me, he asked me, did I believe that if anybody denies the Most High and his precepts and even the least concept, shall he yet live? I knew the answer, because he said it with a very distinct certainty. It's obvious that there will be no contradiction in his name. The Most High sanctions the multitude of contradictions that exist in this world. It would be the same thing if he signed them and sealed all these differences, that he'd be utterly defiling his name and his promise for peace forever, because there is no peace until all agree. The greatest gift he can give is the law by which his people can love, trust, and cooperate. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, is treachery against his very name. Treachery against, my brothers and sisters, the very fact that he says he is the one who will prove all that he has said to be. He calls Messiah the first, just as much as these things, the scriptures relate, the Most High as the first and the last, the beginning and the end, Rishon Acharon. Messiah said, he too was declared the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Why? It's not because he is his father, literally, but because he is the word the Most High declared from the beginning. The one the sovereign word, the promise, the same word in the Hebrew, even ultimately, my brothers and sisters, the rule. The rule of the lawgiver, the word, that the Most High promised from the beginning, that if this world would fall away, the Most High would bring it back at his hands. And the scriptures even go as far as to say many times that if the Most High does not bring back this world under his sovereignty at the hands of the one who he said would declare righteousness, it would be tantamount to saying that he has denied himself as sovereign. And my brothers and sisters, that will never be. He has said what he has declared. He will surely do it. And the way he will do it, my brothers and sisters, is bring forth one who uphold all his righteousness. Say, you're my friends, my allies, if you do all I command. John 15:14. So a man say he has an ally unto Yah, and he does not wish to see all divine will brought to bear. You need to think again, my brothers and sisters, absolutely. Most High is not going to call anything by his name that would deny in any way his will. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, absolutely, because it's time that the truth be understood for what it really is. You really need to understand why such scriptures as those that, Matthew 24:29, Mark 13:14, Luke 21:25. There's a break in the scroll each time. Scripture talks about such things as sun and moon dark and the powers of heaven should be shaken. Those who know the truth know those scriptures all talk about the fall of the various rulerships of this earth. Stars falling from the sky, that means those who seem to be bright in the night that rule over this earth. When he says such things as he will make the heavens darkness and make sackcloth their covering. He's talking about exposing all that men call to be light of the rulers as folly. Make sackcloth their covering, put them all to shame with an exceeding brilliance of righteousness and glory. We talk about powers of heaven should be shaken. He talks about such things as sun and moon darkened. All the scriptures talk about the fall of Babylon, all false rule in Isaiah 13. You need to ask why they also broke those scrolls at Revelation 6 and 12. Revelation 16 and 12. All these scriptures talk about Messiah ultimately coming to finally bring peace by exposing all the false rulers of all this earth, that all people might be strengthened unto the righteousness of Yah beyond all others. That's what the scriptures mean. It said those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. Gave them greater light and discretion that they no longer walk after the false law, the flaw of men. By his grace, by his favor, by his mercy, teaching his people the greater wisdom of Yah. That they no longer are deceived by the falsehood that seems to be light when Satan's ministers seeking to keep you in darkness come as if they were the angels of light. What it's saying, my brothers and sisters, is that your rulers may say that they've come to teach you, but did they come to teach you that Messiah is going to expose them all as wicked unrighteousness? Did they teach you who Messiah truly is, according to all the scriptures? They teach you that he is the one called the Kurdi. Did you even know the title? Did they tell you that the early church was called Kurdishanya? They called themselves those who expected the coming of the one called the King of the East. Did you even know the title? They taught you the Messiah is going to come out of the sky. They didn't tell you that the idea for clouds there relates a message from on high, that all would see it. It comes with a testimony, a swift, sudden testimony that's going to expose all the false testimony of men. He said he would come saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. From the body of my mothers, he made mention of my name. That's someone on earth. Zephaniah said he's going to expose all the rulers who have done treacherous violence against the law. Morning by morning, he comes to bring forth justice with the wicked. How about what is right, justice for the Most High? But the wicked, the lawless, because they've been dealt with treacherous and treacherous by their rulers, not to know the truth. No shame. In other words, they don't even recognize the reproving word of the Most High. But so many of my brothers and sisters prefer and have preferred for a long time the words of those who would comfort them in their lack of knowledge and their indiligence. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That means preserve the integrity of the higher conscience he would offer his people, my brothers and sisters. Examine the real meaning of so much that they've hid from you. In effect, in Matthew 5:17, and I had to write this because I'm taking in consideration what was advised, what is declared in the book of Habakkuk, to write these things, write the words, the testimony plainly and clearly, that men may run, in other words, discern quickly how to obey it. He who receives it or reads it might run with it or see it and discern it well. They move swiftly. I said run swiftly, not stumble in their discretion. So I paraphrase for your elucidation what Messiah is really saying. And Matthias really should go all the way back to 5:14. He told his people they should be the light of the world, that they should always uphold the light of truth. The truth should not be hid. That means they had to get the light in order to reveal the light. And the pure light of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has no variableness nor shadow of change after any of the varying differences of the varying rulers of this earth. Ancient Israel knew that to be the light of the world, if they were scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealots, and Essenes, this was sin. Messiah came then as the light of the world, my brothers and sisters, to show them the truth beyond all the partialities and insentient desires, agendas, and beliefs for men. He said, neither do men light a candle and put it on the bushel. Oh, why would you try to use the light destructively? And believe, my brothers and sisters, there are many who take wisdom, the knowledge that they have, and they want to countermand and destroy one another with it. My brothers and sisters, the light comes from the Most High, and none is to abuse it. If any of us has wisdom, we should seek it for the blessing of one another, that each one of us might come to the fullness and knowledge of the truth. That's loving and seeking the Most High with all the minds and hearts, that you might help one another. Anyone who has any other idea with regard to what to do with the wisdom the Most High gives, who would use it destructively, is totally, completely unworthy of his kingdom. For the Most High intends to establish a kingdom of peace. So he said, let your light shine before men, that maybe see your good works, and so they might glorify, honor your Father which is in heaven. I did not say dishonor him by using the words of the Most High deceitfully. He said, think not that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. Think not that I came to destroy the peace. Think not that he comes to say that anything contained in the law of the prophets suddenly has been made invalid. He said, I came not to destroy or to weaken or to weary the sovereign authority of what's contained in the law and the prophets. He said, I come to weary or turn men away from anything that is expected of his people, according to what Most High declared. The plan is from the beginning eternal. He came ultimately, brothers and sisters, to teach the full realization, height, depth, and breadth, intricacies of the interwoven word, that all my brothers and sisters might transcend their carnal nakedness and discern how all the words of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, all work together for one ultimate, blessed, common good. You don't discern, my brothers and sisters, how what the Most High has said in the context of why it is said, in the context of all that he has said, that you have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, the sure word that is the gospel. If you really understand, my brothers and sisters, not came to weaken, not come to weary or confuse his people after any of the misconceits of man. So I tell you truly, till it says heaven and earth to pass away, It really means, brothers and sisters, that all false rule of this world is no more. Do you think the kingdom of Yah on high is going to pass away? No. No, my brothers and sisters. It means all false rule. All false doctrine and ideal. The rules of this world should be no more. That is what all the law of the prophets has portended. Did you hear me? All the prophets portended the day that all false rule or every rulership of this earth that's not true to the inspiration of Yah will fail, and that the Most High will bring to pass all that He has spoken. The law declares, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you, see if I can explain this to you. The prophets told you what was going to come to pass. The law tells you how to prepare for it. So Messiah said, think not that He came to destroy the law of the prophets, else you should in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Listen to this. For I tell you truth, to all false rulers of this world is no more. To all those who turn you against the law of the Most High are no more. You need to understand that not one dot or dash should pass away from the law of the prophets, divine expectation, until it all has come to pass. And when it all comes to pass, my brothers and sisters, is when all this world is pure and perfect after the will of the Most High, eternal. Most High told me, until I see everything that He has spoken brought to pass, He said, keep looking. If we're compelled to anything less after any of the various rulerships of this world falling short of that expectation, as if to say something less will endure, we've never discerned the gospel. And without knowledge of the gospel, how can you convert unto Yah? For the Most High has already forsworn that every nation that has scattered the minds and hearts of His people will perish. Look at Jeremiah 30:10-11. He says, when He brings forth the light of truth, according to Isaiah 60:12, the nation that will not walk according to that light but prefers darkness will perish. That's the expectation according to all the prophets. The Most High intends to establish a kingdom of peace, no contention, no liars in it, forever. So consider what this means. Whoever then, or even whatever institutionality of man, government, social misorder, cultural presumptuousness, that any man or any institution would uphold, that would deny the sovereignty of a holy word, that is divine command, conscience, expectation. Any institution, my brothers and sisters, who would teach men against the fullness of this, or would not compel men to seek the fullness of this, that men exalt something less, when He said it should be called least, it means should be humiliated. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Before all that dwell in the city of peace, the kingdom of Yah that should be established upon this earth. He said the kingdom of heaven, my brothers and sisters. Let's talk about the kingdom that should be established upon this world, in this world, after the designs of Him who rules all heaven and earth. My brothers and sisters, when the Most High establishes the kingdom of peace, it means He has to eradicate every lying voice, every dissentious voice against the constancy of His will. Jerusalem even means the city of peace. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the word there actually means the city wherein all His people shall be made peace, because then unto Yah, then all things consecrated complete. Do you understand then, my brothers and sisters, the Most High cannot confirm or seal unto preservation against wrath anyone who would declare lesser testimony? He can't declare them worthy unto His city of peace until a man is willing to seek all His will. He says, it come to pass in the last days, all call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How about all made of one accord after the fullness of His word? His name connotes all His word. How can you discern all His word unless you hear a call from Him and are faithful unto it? No man makes himself. pure and perfect unto the fullness of the conscience the Most High expects. If you discern or begin to understand such an exceeding word, it has to come from the Most High Himself. So whoever would deny the sovereignty of even the least to what the Most High commands his people must return to in conscience is counted an adversary, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says whoever teaches his word or was willing to give his life for the sake of his word should gain his life eternal. Whoever shall deny even the least of his commandments or deny his word, ashamed of his word, shall be ashamed for the Father and before his angels. Our brothers and sisters, it means that we should be ashamed before all the rest of those who have kept the message and the testimony. Say, whoever obeys and teaches them, he should be called great in the kingdom of peace. Should be even called among those, my brothers and sisters, because they kept the fullness of his command, kings and priests with him. For I say to you, only if your awareness, your righteousness, your obedience, according to the truth of all that is contained in the law and the prophets, exceeds the confusions of your many misadministrative, treacherous, indiligent rulers. And that's what they must be to have 45,000 denominations out here, my brothers and sisters. It says that under their bondage, under a rule that is not his, you shall not enter his kingdom of peace. His kingdom for those who are complete and therefore confirmed, mature, reasonable unto him. Remember, I told you that word peace, what it really means. No peace with Yah, but after a pure and perfect word. No less, my brothers and sisters, is acceptable. So he said, your leaders then are indiligent. A lot of pastors tell me, say, I'm going to teach the Baptist way. I'm going to teach the Methodist way. I'm going to teach the Presbyterian. All of them are a bunch of daggum damn liars. They might be telling the truth. They're going to teach their way. But none of them, my brothers and sisters, have taught the fullness of all the Most High expects of his people that you only find if you're willing to recognize that faith means you look beyond all their differences, the debate and doubt they created, and that they did not teach you all you need to know. I spoke the other night about the idea that all I see is Bacchanalia. Whether they keep Easter, Christmas, and Sunday, or even if they keep the Feast of the Most High, if they all are justifying themselves according to their own rule, denying some truth the Most High declares is the rule, to me it's all the Lord of Misrule, it's all devilish, it's all Bacchanalia, is still Babylon. Among those even today who call themselves Hebrew Israelites, many. If you ask them who Shiloh is, if you ask them who the Danke is, if you ask them who Kurti is, you ask them why he comes, you ask them how Messiah shall return, many of them still teaching rapture damn doctrine. A brother says it's all a lie. I've talked many times on this show that if you look at the scriptures where they talk about, for instance, rapture, those scriptures by no means are talking about people being anything else but first raised in conscience. You think of people, my brothers and sisters, going to be raised up before the Most High, sanctioned in his name, and never even gave due reverence to what the Most High declared to his people is eternal. Scripture says it's first going to restore Israel. So what do these people think? They'll be redeemed without the command the Most High gave Israel? Should Israel be redeemed, my brothers and sisters, because according to all these various different denominations I see among Hebrew Israelites? Scripture says they should all be expecting Messiah who will come to expose the unrighteousness of all their rulers. But your rulers never told you that they wouldn't. That's the expectation of all the law and the prophets. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I'm just be quite frank with you. I knew when the Most High first showed me his kingdom, and when he first called me aside, I know the first thing that I wanted to do is I asked him, Father, teach me how not to lie. I knew I had to learn something if I was going to speak. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who have taught lies for a long time. They're not going to ever bite their tongue and reject them. That's their job. They've taught lies. They've compelled people to trust in these flatteries and fables. And now they think that because they can sell it to people and the people in the congregations praise them, the Most High is going to find them something other than treacherous. They've been taken away, my brothers and sisters, by the snares they created for themselves. He said, your righteousness must exceed all the treachery of your rulers who never taught you the fullness of the law and the prophets. Thou shalt not enter the kingdom of peace. You have to discern the King of Peace, my brothers and sisters, to enter his kingdom. And I can only tell you that there's a serious need to examine the words that are on my website. Articles like the Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. I would say for a lot of folks with this season, article called The Bacchus Connection, article called Exodus Economics, all at HiddenGospel.com. Articles like Tribulation 7365 AD to realize how men were twisted away from the truth of the command of the Most High after all these lies. Need to understand those prophecies about the Gospel of Shiloh, Secret City Prophecies. Discern what the Most High declared from the beginning will finally eradicate every lie. That's the expectation of all the saints, all those who trusted the Most High to declare supreme rule according to the truth. Why would you follow him who declares constancy and truth if you believe that a lie should endure? They came to the church, my brothers and sisters, because they sought the truth that the world would not tell. They came to the church to be brought out from the lies and misconceits of this world, the false expectations of this world, to find out what the Most High really has declared, and they might be prepared for the one who comes to bring it to bear. He says he did not come to weaken or take away from the authority of the law and the prophets, but in bringing all things to bear, the Most High has declared he will give glory to Yah's Father. That's what it means. It says, unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance to the glory of Yah, his Father, that all may know from the rising sun of the west, there's none else supreme but Yah. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it is Yah who has promised that he would take this one by the hand to expose all unrighteous, make the crooked places straight, to expose all the false rules, all the rulership of this world as having been foolish. Because it's all become tainted. Rulers willing to be willing to hypocrisize themselves in so many ways to cater to the diverse ideas of many. So if you really understand it, in Matthew 5:21, he said, you heard of them of old time. He didn't dispute them. He says, I want you to better understand them. Say, you should not kill. And that means you should not murder without a just cause. That's what murder is, to kill without a just cause. And as you've heard about them of old time, they just simply put it this way. Whoever shall murder shall be in danger of the judgment. Our brothers and sisters, many murder with their tongues, with the false word they speak that slanders souls. See, I would elaborate more clearly unto you. You have to have a pure mind and heart. Whoever comes angry against his brother without due cause just simply becomes angry. Your thoughts oftentimes materialize in actions. Hey, a wicked thought is unacceptable unto the Most High. He created man and made him a habitation for his spirit. The thoughts of man, my brothers and sisters, that are wayward, by no means can please the Most High, no means acceptable in a vessel he's consecrated unto himself. It says every thought must be brought to obedience, the spirit of the Most High. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, is unacceptable. Say, I elaborate then unto you, whoever becomes angry with his brother without cause is also guilty before the court. Think about it. And it really means whoever would slander, cause his brother to be deceived, cause his brother in any way to be provocative then in any way against the covenant, the law, and the prophets, the Most High, who has slandered his brother before others, is guilty before the whole congregation. Why? Because he's caused the congregation to believe misconceived. Whoever speaks to deceive his brother, how about causes his brother in any way to deny any part of the law, the prophets, and the justice of the Most High, is condemned to hellfire. Such as this, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High eradicates the negative to accentuate the positive. When the Most High seeks to establish his kingdom of a people who will be true to one another in the name of Yah. Loving Yah, seeking him with all mind, heart, soul, and might to preserve the equity and justice of the kingdom. He says whoever would deceive his brother, turn his man and his brother against right perception of the truth of the justice of the kingdom, the law and the prophets, is condemned to hellfire. What do you think that means, my brothers and sisters, about the institutions of man? All of them which compel men to deny something the Most High has said, that they seek to be justified after themselves. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, whoever would deny the sovereign throne of the Most High that they establish and preserve their pulpits and devilish thrones is unworthy, absolutely, without question, unequivocally unworthy of the kingdom of Yah, and will be considered as a potentially destabilizing force, should not be allowed to enter. Isn't it time, brothers and sisters, we understand the reality? Hey, the book of Jacob actually, in so many ways, was to prepare people for that day called Armageddon. Book of Jacob, he said, hey, the nations are a provocation. You should seek beyond all their imperfect ideals. You must seek beyond all their double-mindedness. You must seek beyond all their misallegiances. What is that day called Armageddon all about? The hills of Megiddo, Revelation 16:12-21. Talk about one comes to liberate the people beyond all the injustices of man, drying up the rivers. The one called the King of the East, who Messiah is. Well, at that place where all the various princes, rulerships, principles, misrulerships of the world, and some of the ways are drawn. He says he's going to expose them all, prove them all foolish. Scripture says there was a great earthquake when people realized that the foundation of all they thought they knew was injustice. He said all the cities of the nations fell. All the various ideologies, governments, social coalescences, hegemonies, controlling bodies of knowledge of the whole world, be found short of what is righteous expectation. The Most High said he rebuked them all and showed the frailty, the partiality, the treachery that's in them all. That's the same scenario this in Isaiah 41, where he's going to say he's going to renew the strength of his people, prepare them for a righteous kingdom. The only way that can be is that all unholiness is exposed. That's the same thing said in Isaiah 45, when he says he's going to prove all the rulers foolish to establish Jerusalem upon a firm foundation as the shepherd of his people. That's the same thing said, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 41, when he says that whoever is not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning eternal is an abomination taught by another. And he says, the one the Most High sends who comes suddenly to declare the truth the world did not expect. That's what it means from the north and the rising sun. It means the word there for north means one who is hidden, one who comes suddenly, unexpectedly. Come like the rising sun, unexpectedly, to reveal the light. And all that the world had thought was light will be proven to be darkness. He will cause all the rulers to be trodden down like martyr, all their miscreant precepts. All the anomalies, if you will, in the clay that won't be shapen, flattened out. Say the prince will be trodden down like martyr, the potter treads clay. Because men are going to find out what they were taught was only the various constraints of the multitude of nations that never sought to tell you the whole truth and expectation. It was never the gospel. So it says, one will come forth saying, Most High said concerning him, Behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights. He shall surely bring forth justice. He shall not fail till he set justice in the earth. What is called righteous before Yah, beyond all the misconceits of the nations, is the promise of Yah. I will tell you again, from Genesis to Revelation, the expectation was always for the one who would come to expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers of this world, that there'd be no more confusion. That's the book of Yaakov is talking about. Talking about the one that comes, saying the grass withers, the flower fades because of the word of the Lord, Spirit of the Most High, the word. True testimony of the Lord blows upon it. In other words, every false conception after the flesh exposed. Therefore, the gift of Yah, the perfect light, untainted by any of the darkness of man. Scripture says when Messiah appears, it says, whoever walks among you has no light. In other words, his word, what he calls the word, is impure, imperfect. Isaiah 50:10-11, he said he would come saying, trust. Most High says, trust the one who is called by his name, called by the name of the Most High. One who said, from the body of my mothers, he made mention of my name. He said, if you walk after the flames, the sparks that you have kindled, which, in other words, you call it wisdom, but your wisdom has deceived you, it says in Isaiah 47. Isaiah 57 even goes far to say, you walked after the multitude of your corrupt ways. You've been weird with your own words. Weird with the multitude. In other words, come indiscriminate after the multitude of your kings. All these scriptures, my brothers and sisters, are saying the same thing. Messiah has exposed them all. That casting aside every lie that has blinded the people, they might finally again see the truth. Come one people, gathered together through the Yah and Yah alone. That's the expectation. Is, was, and my brother and sister, until it all brought to bear, shall be eternal. The scripture said, once that kingdom is established, we'll never be given over to another people. But the people of Yah, my brother and sister, shall reign in that kingdom, according to all the Most High declared and foreordained forever. All the law and the prophets, from Genesis to Revelation, all say the same thing. You need to ask why they broke those scrolls. Every time it talks about the fall of Babylon, it talks about the fall of all misrepresentation. Revelation 18 says, come out of her! Come out from all these rulers who have been your sins, O my people, who have divided you, O my people. Read Isaiah 57, it talks about the sin of Israel's falling after the varying rulers of the earth. Most High says you need to get the stumbling blocks. It's time to get the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people, and all the rulers have been stumbling blocks because they've taught shallow, short-sighted, miscreant ideals. Come out of all my people that you might be not be counted partakers of our sins and spin by our plagues. Ancient people of Yah, either they came together in congregation unto the Most High, they must come unto one truth. All speaking the same thing. No divisions among them. Anything else is carnal. Anything else is worldly. Not saved. Said if anyone would defile the temple or teach a lie in the temple, say Yah will destroy it. Said if any man consider himself wise in this world, let him not consider himself so wise for the time, because Most High knows the thoughts of men, immature thoughts of men, are vanity, unacceptable, cannot bring forth the fullness of what is his pleasure. So if any man consider himself wise according to all the diversitudes of this world, so let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise, because only after foolishness can there be such division. So read 1 Corinthians 1 through 3 through 4, read it closely. It says all must have the same Savior. The apostle even said he doesn't even judge himself, so don't sit back and talk about I followed after this apostle, that apostle, or the other. All the apostles got their word for one, and they themselves admitted they would be judged. but that one whom the Most High has chosen. He said, let no man therefore consider himself wise before the time till Messiah himself comes and exposes all those who have sought to keep you in the darkness, reveals all the light that they would hide. And then shall every man know to praise, pray to, righteously, honor the one Most High. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, was never the gospel.
90 seconds.
If they said you should be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, on the name of Yeshua, but not according to the fullness of his word, it means they tricked you into never knowing him. And the scriptures already said that those who don't know his ways will not enter into his rest. It means the baptism they gave you was after a false oath. Because the oath of the Most High in his name is under the perpetuity and the knowledge and the expectation of all that is his will. He will confirm only the fullness of his own command. He will confirm only the covenant that he has written and all that it is. Blessed they will understand, brothers and sisters, we need to be purged of all misconceit. Blessed they will understand the need to be revived into all the truth the world so long has hid. That was the expectation from the beginning, to cast out the darkness and to bring forth the light. Blessed they will understand this. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Until it's my honor and praise always, hallelujah, and I thank you all again for listening. Please, my brothers and sisters, the time is short. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Discern how you can learn more concerning this mystery and ministry and support it, because the time is not long to show that you will cry aloud and spare not.